from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We're halfway through the league. We have Greg on island. He'll be flying back. I think he's connecting through D.C. off the island in Nantucket today. but I am in for Greg. My last show for a while, so enjoy, and then good luck to everybody else. Wiggy, what's on your mind today?
All right, so the interesting thing that I've noticed, and I got to give him credit, and it's funny when you think about how he's doing things, and that's Gerard Mayo. Because the other day, I was like, there's no way Drake May's playing week one. I was off of it. I was like, yeah, they kind of like. But what he's doing in the sense of, like, talking, like, he's telling us stuff without actually telling us stuff to make us think, like, there's a chance this could happen, that could happen. So when you start to see how Mayo's doing things, I got to give him a lot of credit because it's the complete opposite of Bill. Mm-hmm. Right? We know there's a quarterback competition. We know that Drake May now could be the week one starter based off that audio. That was a really interesting audio and saying, yeah, he could play week one if he can. He's shown that he can control the huddle. And Mayo's kind of told us all this stuff. So I know there's been a lot of, you know, people, or there's kind of been a divide. Do we like what Mayo says? Is he telling us stuff? I think at the end of the day, like, so far, just based on kind of like the press conference type of Mayo or the coach that talks Mayo, I got to give him a lot of credit because he's got me thinking now Drake May could start week one. And a couple days ago, I was like, there's no way he starts. And so when you start to look at what he's been able to do and kind of how he's worked the media and what we're used to from being around here, I really give him a lot of credit for working it and talking and telling us, but not telling us and kind of having us still on the edge of our seats where Bill would have just been like, yeah, you know, whoever's the quarterback is gonna, you'll know when we know.
Well, my favorite part of all of this has been that Bill's approach with the media didn't make you win games.
No.
All of that time where you talked about not creating noise, ignore the noise. No, you had the greatest player of all time at the most important position, and you had really good players around him. That's why you won.
It helped with guys just not saying reckless things.
But look at all the things reckless players. Like, I just think about the Chiefs. Could you be more recklessly run than the Kansas City Chiefs? Look at the way the team, like the arrest, the outspoken.
Right, but I'm talking about the way they interact. Because even like
Travis Kelce has his own podcast.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. The way that players. I don't think that necessarily helps you win games or lose games.
Exactly.
But it just eliminates some of the, you know, bulletin board material that you might potentially give another team.
And there's nothing more pathetic than the Patriots fans that get all butthurt when people praise Gerard Mayo for being more transparent with the media. And Patriots fans that are like, he's just an intern. He's just, it's like Gerard Mayo, thankfully, is being Gerard Mayo.
Right. Yeah.
If he succeeds or fails, it'll be on Gerard Mayo.
But let them get there.
Let them get there. Yeah. Like, it's like several people in the media are just so outraged that he's doing things differently. It's like when this radio station reacted when Greg came in. It's like, it's so different. Right. That's the point. Mm-hmm. You want to have something that works.
Yeah.
Not something that doesn't.
I think you should just appreciate Gerard Mayo for who he is. And you look around the league and there are more coaches that are like Gerard Mayo than they were like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Like that is where the league is trending.
Right.
So why are we being so judgmental when it comes to our new head coach when all we've wanted is that type of head coach for the last couple of years?
Well, that's the big thing I always looked at. I didn't mind the way Bill did things. Like I was cool with that.
Yeah.
But I like the way Gerard Mayo does things. You know, you ask him about, all right, can Drake May start week one? That's the audio that we heard. And basically, he said, yeah.
Right. And you look at Bill Belichick, he's changed. He's telling jokes on Pat McAfee. Like, people adapt, people change. I know that the people that follow the Patriots believe that the way Bill Belichick spoke to the media gave the team an advantage. It didn't. It had nothing to do with the Super Bowls. And Gerard Mayo's approach won't lead to wins. It'll all be about how the team performs and whether or not they're successful. But good lead, Wiggs. Thank you very much. I hate people that aren't grateful for good things. And the whole Little League World Series is great for the kids, but just like everything else, the parents ruin it. Did you guys see this Aaron Judge story?
Yeah.
Where they had the great event, give Major League Baseball credit. We always give baseball, you know, a hard time for being too stuck in their old ways. They've tried with the pitch clock. They've tried with these. They did the game at the Field of Dreams a couple years ago. And they did a Little League World Series special where they play a game in Williamsport. And all the kids that are in the Little League World Series come by and interact with the players. It's done well on TV. And the players, by and large, take advantage of it. Obviously, the biggest star in baseball, not named Shohei, is Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
So the Yankees are there, and there is a team from New Jersey. And the manager, I use that term very loosely, is Bob Laterza, Laterza, who is the Little League team from New Jersey's manager. And he said that Aaron Judge, in his interaction with the players, quote, "How about turning around and waving to the New York kids that think you're a hero? They're the ones that pay your salary." Okay, a couple things. No, those kids certainly don't pay your salary. They aren't paying for anything. And the parents that go to the games, I guess in a small way do, but what a bizarre thing. The Yankees thankfully came out and addressed this. There are photos all over the place of Aaron Judge with the kids.
Right.
Right.
And I've seen him at Fenway a couple times, and Aaron Judge is always signing, always.
Yeah,
you can't miss him. He's like 7'2".
Yeah.
There were also videos of, I think Aaron Judge was in it, but there were a bunch of Yankees players that were taking in batting practice of these kids. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been doing a lot for them.
And it's their presence there is already a pretty big gift for the kids. The Yankees, in a statement, said, "We wish Staten Island success." Oh, sorry, not New Jersey. Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
In winning the Little League World Series championship, win or lose, we intend to invite them to Yankee Stadium. However, it would have been much better if Staten Island's coach called us to understand the facts before bitterly reacting in such a public fashion. Reaching out to us would have been the prudent way to act and would have set a fine example for his young players. Aaron Judge always acts with kindness and respect.
Mm-hmm.
The coach could learn a lot from him. A+. I am.
It's like, wait a second. We didn't ask for DJ LeMay. We want Aaron Judge. Where's he at? You know? But wait a second. Why is Tom Brady not here? I mean, I think it's, you know, I look at it and go, you be grateful for whichever athlete does show up if you can get one. And, you know, it seemed like there were some other Yankees who showed up. Aaron Judge showed up to other things. So, you know, he can't be everywhere.
Yeah. And I feel like this is what's going to preclude future Little League teams of getting the privilege of meeting ball players, because if they're just going to get heartache and get ripped for going and speaking to the team for it, the way in which they speak to them, then it's never going to happen again. So those are our leads. You can join us at 617-779-7937. And we'll get to a very positive Drake May take and more coming up next in They Said.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.